This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Four people who were shot by Denver police last summer are suing the officer who shot them. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
Police were pursuing a suspect one night in July last year after the bars closed in Lodo. The police fired their weapons into a crowd after they say the suspect pulled out a gun. Four victims were severely injured by an officer's gunfire. That officer is now facing criminal charges. One of the victims, Mark Bess, says he's lucky to be alive after a bullet grazed his chest.
They changed our lives forever, and they keep making us relive it by not owning up to their bad apples.
Lawyers for the four did not say how much money they are seeking for their clients. They say right now they want justice and police accountability. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is reintroducing a bill that would gather data on school shootings to better inform policies to stop gun violence. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The School Shooting Safety and Preparedness Act would help lawmakers get a clearer picture of what gun violence at and around schools look like. It would also create a definition of school shooting, which isn't codified in federal law right now. By standardizing the language, lawmakers hope to more consistently measure incidents and trends. Bennett says kids have a reasonable fear of being killed in school, and this act would help address gun violence. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
A storm this week is another boost to mountain snowpack. Some parts of western Colorado have snow levels well above average. Areas in the southwest are close to double their average snowpack. This is CPR News.